The McDonald's he'd seen when he drove to the hotel earlier in the day was less than a mile from the hotel. A broad, well-lighted street led directly from the hotel entrance to the McDonald's. He was cruising along the street, doing quite well, he thought, considering how much he'd had to drink, when he looked down at his speedometer and realized he was going 55 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone. He was in the process of slowing down when he saw the golden arches of McDonald's coming up fast on his right. He yanked the steering wheel to the right, trying with some difficulty to line his car up with the driveway entrance. He missed the entrance and bounced up over the adjoining curb, coming down with a small crash in the center of the McDonald's parking lot. The only problem was that he was traveling at a speed of 40 miles per hour, far too fast for the crowded parking lot, which was filled with parked cars and customers coming and going from the main entrance of the restaurant. He saw the drive-through lane ahead on his left and headed for it, but he never saw the woman with two small children who had gotten out of their car and were walking across the parking lot. He heard the sounds of their bodies as they struck his car with a sickening thud. And even in his befuddled state, he realized something very bad had happened. The screams of bystanders confirmed his fears. At the very least, he knew he'd be arrested for drunk driving, and who knew what else. Ethan already had two previous DUI arrests, and if he got a third, it would mean he'd not only lose his driver's license, but he'd probably go to jail. Making a spur-of-the-moment decision, he swerved out of the drive-through lane, drove through the parking lot to the back exit, and merged into traffic on the busy street he'd been on when he drove to the McDonald's from the Broadmoor. A half an hour later, he was back at the Broadmoor, packed and standing just outside the front entrance doors, waiting for a shuttle van to take him to the Denver airport. His heart was pounding in his chest and his throat was dry, but there was no time for another drink to ease his rising panic. He'd seen the breaking news on the television in his room about a woman and her two children being killed by a hit-and-run driver in the parking lot of a local McDonald's restaurant. According to the broadcast announcer, the driver had fled the scene of the accident and no one had thought to get the license plate number of the car. Paramedics had rushed to the scene of the accident, but it was too late. The woman and her two children were pronounced dead by them. Several days later, the police were called by the security detail at the Broadmoor Hotel about a car that had been abandoned in the hotel's parking garage. When the police checked with the rental car company, they found out it had been rented to Ethan Morris. There was front-end damage to the car, a broken right front headlight, and bloodstains on the right front fender of the car. Laboratory tests concluded that the bloodstains matched the blood types of the three hit-and-run victims. Further investigation by the police revealed that Ethan Morris's name was listed on a passenger manifest for a flight to Mexico City from Denver at 2 a.m. in the early morning hours after the accident occurred. That was the last time the authorities or anyone else ever heard anything about Ethan Morris. He simply vanished into the sometimes lawless and corrupt country of Mexico, never again to be seen. When three people have been killed in a hit-and-run accident, the options are rather limited for the perpetrator of such a crime. Apparently, for Ethan Morris, getting lost in Mexico seemed like the best option.